We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Pitchel Shel Liyo Wer Menachos Perikimol Mishnah Vav Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Ma'akvin Zezeh. We have the Seir LaHashem and the Seir LaAzazel. So we bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Then we have the Goral. We have lots to designate one LaHashem, one LaAzazel, and they Ma'akev one another, which means they're dependent on one another. If we lose one, let's say, so we can't just take a new one and say, okay, let's say we lost the one LaHashem. Okay, we'll take another LaHashem and keep the one LaAzazel. It's not true. You have to get now a new pair. The pasuk says, "V'ha'isel zos lachem luchukas olam." We'll see several times that the word chok means a decree, means that it's essential. That word kacha we have. We'll see the word tihyeh and the like. Will be also a word that teaches us that it's ma'akev. Here the word l'chukas olam teaches us they are ma'akev. V'ha'yisah zos lochem l'chukas olam. Shnei kivsei atzeres ma'akvin zezeh. The two kvasim that are brought on Shavuos are also ma'akev. These are the ones that we bring along with the shtei halechem. This is based on the pasuk kodesh yihiyu l'ashem l'kohen. Yihiyu, which means they need to remain the way they are and done in the proper way. And therefore both are, one is ma'akev the other. If let's say one is disqualified, it invalidates the other one, and we have to get a new pair. Shtei chalos ma'akvin zozo. Here we're speaking about the two chalos of the shtei halechem, the two loaves of Shavuos that are brought along with the kifsei atzeres. One is dependent on the other, and it's based on the same pasuk. Kodichu l'ashem la'kohen. That's a reference to both the kifsei atzeres of Shavuos and the shtei halechem of Shavuos. Shnei sidarin ma'akvin zeze. This is the two arrangements, literally. This is a lechem apanim, the 12 loaves. They're also ma'akev one another. This the two, which means the two sides. We have on the shulchan we have 12 loaves, but six on each side. So if something one's, let's say six of them are disqualified, so we have to have a whole new 12. We can't take a new six and add it to the ones that we have. That's based on the pasuk mei pesesens vayikra perachav dalid mei she Hashem. Chok olam. Once again, the word chok, chukas, etc., is l'ikuva. Shnei bazichin. These are the two bowls, or the two spoons of the lavona, which was placed on the shulchan, which we know was supposed to burn. There, ma'akvin zezeh, that also has the word. The same pasuk, because when we spoke about the two siddurim, the six and six loaves, so that had the pasuk mei yishah Hashem chok olam. So the same pasuk is there to teach us about the two bazichim, which are part of that whole avoda. Hasiddurim v'habazichim ma'akvin zezeh. Now this says that the loaves, the matzos, the 12 loaves of the lechem apanim, and the bazichim, these two bowls of frankincense, of spoonfuls of frankincense, are ma'akev one another. Not only are the loaves themselves ma'akev, each other six and six, and the two bowls of frankincense, one is ma'akev the other, but the siddurim and the bazichin, the arrangement of the bread and the bazichin, one is ma'akev the other. You can't place one on the shulchan without having the other one. Nor can you have the lechem apanim eaten by the kohanim, or the lavona, which we know was from the bazichin, was offered on the mizbeach. You can't do that without the other. So kohanim can't eat the lechem apanim if the lavona were not placed on the mizbeach, which means both have to be present and all learn from the same chok olam as we mentioned before. Shnei minim sheba nazir. The nazir has two minim as well. He has two types of loaves that he brings along. It says ken ya'aseh, so that makes it that emphasizes that it's ma'akev. As discussed in Parshas Naso, chalos matzos and rikike matzos, regular chalos and which are really matzah, and rikikim, which are wafers, that the Nazir brings on melomelos, that when the Naziris is over. So they are, those two sets of loaves are ma'akev. Shlosha sheba para are ma'akev. What's that? Shlosha sheba para, this is a reference to the paraduma. So here, when it comes to the paraduma, we have to bring an eitz erez, the hyssop wood, the cedar wood rather, ezov hyssop, and shri tolas, and the red string. They are, those three are ma'akev one another. That's based on the pasuk, of course, zos chukas hatorah. So there we have the word chok. Arba'a shebatoda, the four kinds of bread we mentioned in the past, karban toda, 10 which are chametz, 30 which are matzah. They're also ma'akev one another. You have have to have all 40, and each of those varieties are necessary. Al zevach todas shlamav, the pasuk says. So that extra word, the zevach todas, obviously that's a reference to the toda itself. But what word? There's no chok there. There's no ken yaaseh there. So the answer is, it says, al zevach todas shlamav. What does shlamim have to do with the carbon todos? So the answer is that shlamim is a reference to the el nazir. It's referring to the nazir's carbon. So there's a link now between todas and shlamav, between the shlamim that the nazir brings, which we spoke about, the two loaves, which he brings along with that shlamim, and the carbon toda, which has 40 loaves. So if I link it to nazir, and nazir had ken yaaseh, which was essential ma'akev, so too, these 40 loaves of the toda are ma'akev as well. Arba asheb alulav, the four species we take with the lulav, are ma'akev one another, which means that if you're missing aravos, let's say, so don't bother taking the other three. We don't fulfill anything. What's that based on? So ulakachtem lachem barim harishon pri eitz hadar, etc. Ulakachtem, we break into two words. Lekicha tama. Taking has to be tama, means like tamim, has to be complete. Have to have all of them. So that's how we know they're essential. There is some debate whether I can fulfill the mitzvah by taking one after the other, not holding them all at the same time. So that's not what we're discussing. Here we're discussing that you're missing one of the species completely. So then there's we don't fulfill any mitzvah by just taking three. Then the Mishnah says, Arba'a Sheba Mitzorah. The four parts of the mitzorah, part of it, when he purifies himself, what does he have to take? We have also, similar to the Paraduma, there's Erez, Ezo, and Shri Tolas, but there you also have, there's a fourth thing there, and that is the two birds that he brings. And since the pasuk says Zos Tihyeh Toras HaMetzorah, Tihyeh, it should be, that's telling me that it has to be in this way, and it is essential to have all of those four. So all of these things the Mishnah says are Ma'akvin Zeh Ez Zeh. Then the Mishnah says Sheva HaZoyos Sheva Para Ma'akvo Zo Ez Zo. So this is related to the Paraduma as well. Before we mention this cedar wood, the hyssop, and this red wool, the Shni Tolas, that's what was burnt along with the para on Har HaZeitim. So that's what we threw in. Those three are essential. When you burn it on a big piece of wood, we have a lot of ashes that come from that para after it's burnt. And then we mix it with mechatas, and that can be used to purify people who are tamei mace, or kalim that became tamei from a mace. But here we're speaking about the sprinkling of the blood, which means before they burn the para aduma, the Kohen had there was a special service, which was in a special avoda, where he stood on that, outside Yerushalayim, meaning outside the Old City, on Har HaZeitim, and he took some of the blood from the animal, after he shechted the carbon, he sprinkled it seven times towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the east, as it says, V'hizay el nochach p'nei ol moed midama sheva pa'amim, and these are all essential as well, because the word chok is used, as we mentioned before, with respect to the para aduma. Sheva hazayos shel bein habadim. We spoke about Yom Kippur, for example. We have karbanos where we're supposed to sprinkle the blood between the poles of the Arun and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that is from the par and the Seir of Yom Kippur, Seir Lashem, and the par, of course, of the Kohen. So that is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that is also, so that has the word chok as well. Those Sheva Hazayos, Bein Amadim, are Ma'akvos Zoazo. So Mishnah is saying again, Sheva Hazayos, Sheva Parah, Ma'akvos Zoazo, Sheva Hazayos, Shel Bein Amadim. But on that list is a Sha'ala Parochas. Ala Parochas, this was not only true for Yom Kippur, where they sprinkle the Parochas. We mentioned in the past the Chatos HaPnimios in Zvachim and Horios, the inner Chatos, where there was sprinkling on the Parochas and on the Mizbach HaZahav. So that is derived. We have the word Chok for Yom Kippur, so that takes care of why that's essential, but which not only has Ben Avadim sprinkling, it has blood sprinkled on the Mizbach HaZahav and on the parochas as well. What about for the other chatos, the par helam davashel tzibur, the par kohen gadol we've mentioned, because it says va'asala par kasher asala par hachatos ken ya'aselo. So this is a reference to the fact that it says ken ya'aselo, that extra phrase teaches us that it's essential. They're all ma'akev, ma'akvo zo ezo. So that's the last line in the Mishnah. Besides the Sheva Hazayos of the Parah that are done in Har HaZeitim, Sheva Hazayos of Ben Hamadim, which is just Yom Kippur between the poles in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Vishal HaParochas, which is not only Yom Kippur, but other Paros, the Chatos HaPnimios, Vishal Mizbach HaZahov, or Ma'akva Zoezo. Perakim HaMishnah Zayin, Shiva Kenei Menorah Ma'akvin Zeezeh. We know the Menorah, they have seven branches in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're saying is that they are all Ma'akiv. If I'm missing one of the branches, so then they are going to ma'akev. I have to light all six of them, and missing one is going to be ma'akev one another. How do I know this? So this is based on the fact that it says kaftorhem ukenosam mimena yihiyu. This is referring to kenosam of the branches. Kaftorhem means the circles, the buttons. We know there was kaftor and a perach and a flower and a gevia and a cup. So what this is saying is that they are all essential to the, so this is just talking about the menorah itself. Shiva kinei menorah, before we get to the neros, that we have to light all seven, but this is just saying the kanim themselves. I can't have a menorah with only six branches. All seven branches of ma'akev, once again, because it says, yihiyu, kaftarem kudosam imeno yihiyu, they are essential. Shiva nerosea, the fact that there's seven lamps, which are the bowls, whatever, the receptacles, where they held the wicks and the oil, are ma'akev, ma'akvin zezeh, they have to be there as well. Now, some of the mefarshim question, what if I have a menorah without kaftorim, givim, and prachim? I don't have those, which were supposed to be on the menorah. But nonetheless, those, it says yihiyu, so it sounds like they should be as well. Not only do I need six branches, but maybe I should have the circles and the cups and the flowers also. Because it says yihiyu as well. So why does the Mishnah not mention them? It just mentions the kanim, mentions the neros. It doesn't mention all of these extra ornaments. So one of the answers is as follows. The menorah, the Gemara says in Menachos on Daf Chav Ches, it says that a menorah doesn't have to be gold. But yet, the Torah says the kaftorim and the gvim prochim have to be gold. So how do you have that? How could you have, on the one hand, these extra accessories, ornaments have to be, have the ornaments really, have to be gold, and yet a menorah doesn't have to be gold. So apparently, they're not ma'akev. I can have a menorah that's not gold and doesn't have them, and therefore that would be accepted, the menorah would be acceptable even without those. Then the Mishnah says, shteish parashiyos sheba mezuzah, ma'akvo zo azo, the two parashiyos in the Shman Vayam Shema, a ma'akiv one another. Without this, it is not acceptable. If you're missing one, not only that, the afilu ksav kasav ksav echon ma'akvan. Even one ksav, one writing, one letter is ma'akiv. What's that based on? So the pasuk says uchsav tam, and uchsav tam, similar to the word ulakachtem when it came to the dalad minim, I can split it, and ulakachtem lekicha tam, it has to be complete. All four here, uchsav tam, tam means it has to be complete. Each letter has to be formed properly, has to be what we call mukaf gvil, has to be surrounded with white, so we can't have letters that are connected to one another, even if I could read them, because each letter has to have white surrounding it. So even missing one letter, or even a letter that's attached, is going to be ma'akev. Then arba parshos shabat tefillin, the four parshos in the tefillin, kaddish is called b'chorit from the end of parshos bo, and b'hayaki v'achal from the end of parshos bo, and of course shvan v'yom shema, which are the four parshos in the shel yad, they're on one klaf, and the shel rosh, they're on four separate pieces of klaf. So they are ma'akev zo. Each parsha is absolutely necessary. This is based on the pasuk v'hayu l'totafos beininecha. V'hayu means they need to be the way they are. V'afilu ksav echon ma'akvan. Once again, one letter that's not made properly, missing the letter or it's attached, it's not acceptable. And that's based on, of course, uchsav tam as well. Ksiva tama has to be a complete writing. Arba tzitzios ma'akvo zozo. The four tzitzis are essential to one another. I have to place all four tzitzis on all four corners. If it's missing tzitzis, one corner is missing tzitzis, so then it's ma'akev. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Sha'arbatan, mitzvah achas. Because all four of them are considered one mitzvah. We don't look at each one as a separate obligation. And therefore the ma'akev. And then the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Shmuel Omer, arbatan, arba mitzvos. He claims that no, each corner is another mitzvah. But at the end of the day, the Gemara wonders, but still, what practically could be the difference between them? Both hold that you need tzitzis on all four corners. Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't allow, if I have only three, that's not the full mitzvah. So the Gemara says, then it is two practical differences between the Tanakhama, who says that the four corners of the tzitzis are one mitzvah, four tzitziot, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's four separate mitzvahs. So take the following. If you have, let's say, a garment that has five corners, so how many tzitzios do you need? According to the Tanna Kamma, you only need four. It's all one mitzvah, so it's four. So all you need is four, even though there are five corners. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, where we say each corner is a set mitzvah, a five-corner garment needs five tzitziot. Another one is wearing talis, tzitzis, on Shabbos, if you're walking now in a Rosh Hashanah. So tzitzis really are not really considered a beggar. They're hanging down. That's not the so that may be considered a masa, like carrying on Shabbos, even though it's tied, unless, of course, you're doing a mitzvah. So when you're wearing tzitzis, we don't call that, oh, I'm carrying my tzitzis, because that's an not only an accessory, that's something that's essential to the garment that you're wearing. Otherwise, I have to be worried about that. So, and we'd be considered carrying. So let's say you have a talis, three tzitziot and not four. So whether you're chayiv for wearing this on Shabbos or not will depend on the machlokas in the Mishnah. According to the Tanna Kamma, there's no mitzvah less than four tzitziot, you can't wear them. It's carrying. Because you're doing absolutely nothing. Those only three tzitziot and not four, so then those three you're basically carrying. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, since each corner is a separate mitzvah, so even though you only have three tzitziot, obviously you should put on a fourth. But we can say that we wouldn't, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah really. Nonetheless, we would consider this not a problem of carrying in a Rosh Hashanah, because in the end, each one is a separate mitzvah.